By now, everyone knows that the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens, has been breaking box office records. But our movie critic Bob Mondello has been crunching some other numbers and says it appears that even The Force has its limits.
The biggest, the fastest, the highest, the most. It's hard to talk about The Force Awakens without superlatives. No question, the Force is strong with this one at the box office. But would it surprise you to learn that despite all the records it's been setting, Force Awakens went into this holiday weekend as only the third biggest Star Wars movie in terms of attendance? Or that as cute as BB-8, that adorable soccer ball with personality, is... just as many millions of people have gone aw at the puppies in 101 Dalmatians.
Now there's 99 of us.
What? The Force Awakens is big, but biggest? Well, certainly not yet. In attendance, according to BoxOfficeMojo.com, it hasn't even cracked the top 10 yet, if you include the re-releases of older films, and it's had nothing like the same social impact. Lots of people talk about adjusting for inflation when they compare box office figures, but forget about dollars. I'm talking butts in seats. Charlton Heston put roughly as many butts in seats racing chariots in Ben-Hur. And over time, he put many, many more butts in seats parting the Red Sea in the Ten Commandments.
Behold his mighty hand!
Those seats were filled mostly in the 1950s, when the population of the U.S. was about half what it is now, so it was much tougher to rack up attendance numbers over 100 million, not to mention that Heston's biblical epics played downtown for months in exclusive reserved seat engagements before they ventured out to the places people actually lived. It was considered downright modern in the 1960s, when movies opened right off the bat in the suburbs. When I went to Clark University, there were two, count them two, movie screens anywhere near our campus in Worcester, Massachusetts, and for very nearly my entire freshman year, and believe me, I remember this, one of them was playing Dr. Zhivago, and the other was playing Sound of Music. Different world, obviously. But note that even without the advantage of playing in thousands of multiplexes, which hadn't been invented yet, both of those films, and again we're talking multiple releases, were seen by tens of millions more people than have seen The Force Awakens so far. So were two films that scared baby boomers silly a decade later, Jaws and The Exorcist. Even after all that, when the original Star Wars came along, it opened on fewer than 50 screens nationwide. But it was such a huge hit that on its way to becoming the second most attended film in U.S. history, it really did change the film industry, the way movies were released and merchandised. It rewrote the rules. That's not going to happen with The Force Awakens, which is just going to sell a lot of toys and make the Disney organization a pile of cash. It is going to do that really fast. That's the big change this time. In 1977, the original Star Wars stayed in theaters all summer, churning out practically the same numbers every weekend. This one is dropping off 30 to 40% each week. It's still huge, approaching 100 million admissions, but it's going to play itself out a lot faster. Which means, if I can do a little crystal ball gazing, that it will not even with a couple of re-releases in a few years, match the granddaddy of all blockbusters. Gone with the Wind has sold more than 200 million tickets in its many releases, and it sold most of them back when there were far fewer people on the planet. In 1939, the City Fathers of Atlanta welcomed Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh to Gone with the Wind's world premiere with a parade that reportedly attracted 1.5 million spectators. For the record, the population of Atlanta back then was barely one-fifth of that. Disney, by comparison, threw a block party for a few thousand invited guests when it premiered The Force Awakens. Might want to keep that in mind as the media reports on the history-making return of the Star Wars franchise.
Chewie, we're home.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
History, it seems, is also a force to be reckoned with. May the hype be with you. I'm Bob Mondello.